This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The federal government's jobs report for July has been released, and it shows around 164,000 new jobs added last month. That's above the economists' forecasts, in most cases, of about 154,000 or 10,000 jobs less. And it shows unemployment remaining unchanged at 3.7%. President Trump was talking about the economy at a campaign rally in Cincinnati last night.
The era of economic surrender is over.
The Washington Post reporting the Trump administration may be on the brink of reaching a deal under which the Taliban in Afghanistan would agree to a ceasefire and renunciation of al-Qaeda, allowing the United States to bring home around 4,000 of the 14,000 U.S. troops still stationed there. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. Patio furniture cushions may be waterproof, but that doesn't mean they don't get dirty. By properly cleaning and maintaining your outdoor patio furniture cushions, your outdoor oasis will be that much more inviting. Sponge or scrub a mild soapy mixture into the cushion, letting them soak for about 15 minutes. Rinse the suds with a garden hose and let air dry completely. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the 4th of July sale at Ace, the perfect time to buy the latest grills from our exclusive lineup of premium brands like Weber, Traeger, and more. Right now, get free assembly and free delivery on our top grill brands and accessories, $3.99 and up, from our store right to your door. Don't miss the 4th of July sale, now through Monday, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
A Maryland congressman's home in Baltimore broken into just as President Trump was beginning tweeting about that city's crime rate. Baltimore police confirming they're investigating the burglary at the home of Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings that happened last Saturday morning. It happened just about 2 hours before President Trump started the first tweets that focused on Cummings and Baltimore crime. Meanwhile, Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan is a Republican who's often critical of President Trump and his policies, but while Hogan did speak out against those tweets by Trump, many have thought that he didn't speak out strongly enough. Last night, he told Late Night with Seth Meyers on NBC,
"The last thing I need to do is jump in there and have more angry reaction to the angry reaction back and forth. There were plenty of people in America that were tweeting back and forth. I just said, let's just stop all the tweeting."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
The lone black Republican in the U.S. House will not seek re-election. Will Hurd of Texas saying that he plans to pursue opportunities outside the Hall of Congress that will still focus on solving problems, especially between technology and national security. The three-term Congress member, a frequent critic of President Trump, and the only Republican representing a district along the southern border, he won in 2018 by less than 1% of the vote. Hurd is the sixth GOP congressman to announce so far that they won't be running for re-election in 2020. Two of the survivors of the Gilroy Garlic Festival shootings on Sunday are describing what happened. Gabriella Gauss says she and her friend were on the bounce house or in the bounce house when they heard the shots being fired. They say they began to run towards the parking lot when they were shot. Police say a 19-year-old killed three people, including two children, at the festival. He had been then shot and killed by police within a minute of starting to shoot, and the motive remains unclear. And a little boy in India is doing well after having more than 500 teeth extracted. The 7-year-old was complaining about mouth pain. Doctors took x-rays, found a sac in his jaw filled with abnormal teeth, a total of 526 were removed. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I think one of the first things we need to commit to and realize is that we're all wearing the same jerseys. We're on Team America here. And what is being presented politically is tearing us apart. It has sent us into our respective corners and individual ideologies. We're not talking to one another. We're certainly not listening to one another. And, you know, so what is your counsel? What do you think is the best way to do? And, you know, so that we can get together. Well, always eager to hear your counsel and your ideas. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Chime on in, okay? You have a place here, and we want to hear from you. Larry Alex Townton joins us now. Larry, it's been a while since we've had a chance to connect, but I always enjoy our time together. He's an author, cultural commentator, and freelance columnist, contributing to USA Today, Fox News, and the American Spectator. Larry, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill. It is great to be with you. And I just want to point out, nothing puts me in the mood for politics quite the way that Barry White and the Love Unlimited Orchestra does.
Yes. It's got to spread out a little bit, Larry. I mean, all his hatred. I mean, we need it. I mean, I know I'm kind of channeling my Marianne Williamson here a little bit, but you know, I think that she definitely has a place on the stage here to kind of calm things down. You know, however her philosophy and theology and that. But yeah, I think you know we need to embrace the nicer side of America. And I think that what happens is when you know we're told that we're not. You know, it's kind of hard to accept that kind of language when we think about all the money that we, you know, give to people, nations that are in trouble whenever there's natural disasters. I mean, who's first in line to go help out but America?
Bill, I have, just in the last couple of years, I have been in about 35 countries. I literally went around the world in 80 days. In fact, I did it twice. I circumnavigated the globe. And what you discover when you go around the world is, in America, the left would tell you that this country is not worth preserving and we need to tear it down. And yet, when you go to other countries, I don't care where you go. I don't care if it's Europe, if it's Asia, Africa, South America. They're all wanting to come to America.
Exactly.
And you know, they think that America is something worth preserving.
Well, Ilhan Omar, in her own commentary, said as much. She says, yes, in other parts of the world, people speak of America in such glowing terms. And then she has to bring in that transitionary phrase. But, you know, her worldview and perspective is that the country is falling way short based on her measurement. But I'm having a hard time, and I think many people in America are having a hard time understanding her and others that want to present this as some sort of, you know, racial strife thing when you think about what America has to, you know, dealt with and how, you know, we've overcome so many things. Nobody's claiming perfection here, but I think we're down the road based on experience to really, you know, kind of, given the right environment and the right leadership, I think we can pull these disparate ends together in such a way to where it truly is win-win. I mean, you've got a businessman in the Oval Office right now, which has been long coming. I mean, I remember as a little kid at the feet of my father as we were talking politics often, and that was the thing that we often talked about was leadership and leadership leading the way. Unfortunately, in the last couple of decades, it has gotten way out of hand. Freedom of the press, under the guise of freedom of the press, has lost its sense of fairness, and they're working against us. You know, as I said at the opening, Larry, you know, we have to understand we're all wearing the same jersey. I mean, it says USA on our home team jerseys, and yes, for those that might be offended, it does come in the colors red, white, and blue. Get over it. You know, I mean, that's all I can tell you. Those are the colors of the team, and we're not going to change those colors because right now you choose to be offended by it. You know, we can talk about it, but I'm not going to change the colors of this country of ours.
Well, you know, Bill, I don't think that the problems in this country, to your point, are chiefly racial. It doesn't mean there aren't any racial tensions or no racial problems. But relative to the rest of the world, America is doing pretty well on that front. The problem we're having is, you know, the Declaration of Independence says we hold these truths to be self-evident. What truths are representatives in Congress on either side of the aisle hold to be self-evidential anymore? I think we have an ideological problem, not a racial problem.
Oh, I agree. And, I agree totally. You're right.
And what's going on there is that there is a fight over the direction this country should go. There are those who say who represent a traditional American values and virtues, and those who say, look, we need to wipe the slate clean and remake it in the image of say Europe or of France in particular as a model that Obama is said to have had in mind, and that gets us on to issues like socialism and capitalism and you know whatever else you care to throw into that.
But we've lost sight, Larry, of those self-evident issues, you know, the unum, I say, the unum of the e pluribus, you know, we've got all these different factors coming in, but there is that consistent unum, and that is the higher calling for each individual that government can, you know, not so much affect, but they really need to get out of the way. If we are preserving life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, if that's what our government is doing for us, then all goes well. But when it decides that for some reason it has the ability to be the arbiter of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, we're in trouble. And that's the problem with socialism and all these other isms that come in. They say, hey, Larry, you know, you're a nice guy, but really, we can do a much better job if you just let us take over your life for you.
No, well, first of all, it's pretty early in the morning to be throwing Latin phrases around. But to your point, e pluribus unum, you know, on our dollar bill, out of many, one.
Right.
I think that we are now kind of reaping what we've sown. There has been, in the last 2 decades in particular, there's been so much emphasis on a diversity and almost no emphasis upon what we have in common. I mean, Americans have traditionally been able to overcome their ethnic differences, in some cases their religious differences, even political differences, because there were certain things that they held to be self-evidential. There was a stress upon commonality. Those
exactly.
things that we thought were worth fighting and dying for, if need be, those things are not there anymore.
Well, unfortunately, the political arm of our culture is out of order, and you know, if we truly are operating within the confines of our Constitution, last time I checked, Larry, it's we the people. We are the ones. We are the arbiters. We are the ones in control. But we have abdicated that position and the elites have taken over. And this is why you have the confusion that is running rampant in our culture today. Larry Totten is with us, and we've got more from him on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards in your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Dish TV is better than cable TV.
Why?
Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill.
Wow.
Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV.
Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you?
I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. At 19 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation with Larry Alex Totten continues, conservative cultural commentator and columnist. Larry, you know, I want to talk to you about you know, what has been confusing people for quite a while. I mean, you know, you hear from the Republicans that the reason that Democrats want to have open borders is so that they've got new voters. They've lost a lot of voters, and, you know, black America is kind of starting to figure it out. The Democrats have never really been for them. They've just basically have, you know, loved on them as much as they can every 4 years to get the vote. But they see that black America is wising up. Maybe because Donald Trump went to black America and said, hey, look, why don't you give me a chance? What do you got to lose? You just had a black president, and what did he do for you? You know, your unemployment rate is just a disaster. Home ownership, all that stuff, doesn't look good for you. Hey, why not me? You know, this white guy, billionaire from Manhattan, I think I can help you out. Well, they gave him a shot, and look what's going on, a lot of positive things. But it is confusing for some Americans to say, well, are the Democrats really about open borders? But you see where their policies and everything they do, from sanctuary cities to now saying everybody raising their hand saying, yes, they would give health care to illegal immigrants. It would seem that they're saying, hey, look, forget the key, just leave the door open. It doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, well, at the very least, I mean, Elizabeth Warren in the last couple of weeks has essentially come out for open borders. And while there are other Democrats who say that they are, you know, that they're not for open borders, where are we seeing Democrats encouraging the enforcement of immigration law and border control? Mm-hmm. We're not really seeing that now.
Nor are they properly assessing the current condition. I mean, how long has it taken them to realize that there is a crisis at the border? And then you have an incident which was broadcast with Elijah Cummings, the head of the committee, you know, berating the acting director of Homeland Security because the kids didn't have a toothbrush and supposedly they're lying in their feces and that. I mean, come on. You know, that's so nuts. And the way he attacked them, and then, you know, off the heels of you know, AOC claiming that the women were drinking out of toilets, and that, oh yeah, by the way, what we've done is essentially create concentration camps at our southern border.
Yeah, well, the last remark is incredibly, historically ignorant and outrageous. I was glad to see the director of the Holocaust Museum at Auschwitz come out and say, look, we would like to give you a tour, yes, of Auschwitz and show you what a concentration camp is, what its purpose was, which of course was to exterminate its population. Bill, interestingly enough, many years ago, when I was a graduate student in history, it was my good fortune to receive a fellowship to study the intellectual origins of the Holocaust. And so I was sent to Europe to do just that. And I visited such places as Dachau, Buchenwald, Middelbau-Dora, Mauthausen, Auschwitz. In fact, earlier this year, I was at Dachau. And it's absolutely unbelievable to me that a representative of this country would compare anything in the United States to a concentration camp. But, you know, these are the kind of tactics that are being employed. You know, if you want a sensible immigration policy, well, you must just be a racist. And if you are, you know, for having, you know, they're not against. I don't think you and I are against immigration. We just want to see it done lawfully. I was
exactly
in a conversation this morning with a young man who is an immigrant from Central America, and who came to this country via a right process. And it was fun talking to him to see him pursuing the American dream. That's a whole different kind of thing than just letting anyone come across our border without really any real sense or control over what that looks like in that particular process.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is exactly why Donald Trump got elected. Memo to the Democrats. You guys can't figure this out. You're totally dumbfounded. A huge issue for the majority of Americans, because at the very heart of all this, Larry, is law and order.
I mean, if you obliterate the law coming in, what says you're going to honor the law on the other side? I mean, it's incongruous. And so what happens is we have immigrants coming here who broke the law, and maybe even before they got here, they were already lawbreakers in their own home country. They come here, and they have committed crimes on the citizens, on the host, you know, country's citizens that have allowed them to come here and have a chance at liberty and freedom. And in too many cases, citizens are dying at the hands of illegal immigrants. And then we find out, oh, well, they were here illegally, number one, and number two, they've got a rap sheet.
Well, listen, we were talking in the previous segment, and all fair, you know, about my travels, and I spent a lot of time in Europe. I spent a couple of years living there, probably more, I suppose, and I'm there pretty frequently. And the border crisis issue is not just in America and on our southern border. It's in the Western world. Mm-hmm. Europe, which was largely homogenous, a generation ago, has undergone massive cultural changes as a result of a similar policy. I've also written a column on this. People could go to my website, LarryAlexTaunton.com, LarryAlexTaunton.com, and find a piece that I've written there about what is it that's driving the open borders philosophy. And what is behind this is this idea comes from the philosophy of Karl Popper, who was, again, a generation ago. He was a philosopher who, by the way, was at the London School of Economics, and one of his students was George Soros. And George Soros has supported politicians ranging from Angela Merkel, has ties with Elizabeth Warren, numerous others that are pushing this kind of philosophy. Mm-hmm. And the problem that we're seeing it in Europe in a much bigger way. Now, there's a very important distinction to be made between Europe's problem and America's problem, and that is that Europe is seeing millions of Muslims coming in. Now, some would say, this is a racial issue. Well, it isn't a racial issue. It is a religious issue, and they are importing, in effect, into Europe an alien culture, meaning people who have no desire to preserve, let's say, French culture, no desire to assimilate, and aren't particularly, in many cases, even that interested in the law.
They come with their own law. That's why.
Yeah, exactly. Sharia has become quite prominent in parts of Europe, along with the call to prayer and this sort of thing. And this is alarming to many Europeans. We are seeing Europeans push back against this. The left refers to it as populism. I think it's a democratic movement from those who are saying, hey, we want to preserve our culture. Now, anyone who wants to preserve their culture is denounced as a nationalist. But to be nationalist is to be racist. But it isn't that. I mean, listen, when I go to France, I'm respectful and mindful of the fact that they want to preserve. They like their language.
Exactly.
They like their culture, and they want to preserve it. And as far as I'm concerned, they have that right. I shouldn't be made to feel, or an Englishman shouldn't be made, or a German or Italian or Spaniard shouldn't be made to feel that they are somehow evil because they seek to preserve and are proud of their existing culture.
Larry, we only got about 20 seconds left. I had a friend just came back from Europe, and he said, from the time before, he found it to be quite dark and depressing right now. What's your assessment? Real quick, 10 seconds.
Well, I'll just say that, the Champs-Élysées is great if you're clinking champagne glasses. Don't want to live in socialist Europe.
Larry Taunton, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Larry. Take care, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards in your mortgage? but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you can save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The federal government's jobs report for July has been released, and it shows around 164,000 new jobs added last month. That's above the economists' forecasts, in most cases, of about 154,000 or 10,000 jobs less. And it shows unemployment remaining unchanged at 3.7%. President Trump was talking about the economy at a campaign rally in Cincinnati last night.
The era of economic surrender is over.
The Washington Post reporting the Trump administration may be on the brink of reaching a deal under which the Taliban in Afghanistan would agree to a ceasefire and renunciation of al-Qaeda, allowing the United States to bring home around 4,000 of the 14,000 U.S. troops still stationed there. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Economy right now will continue to wait for us. This is why, you know, the old saying, you got to make hay while the sun is shining. And I think we're missing out on a lot of opportunity here in this country because of the resistance that has been taking place. But hey, it is what it is. And most of us will continue to keep our shoulder to the plow, and we'll keep moving forward. And we thank you for joining in, because all hands are required on deck if we're going to get this country back on track. Just a reminder here, in our conversation with Elaine Parker earlier, the communications officer of Job Creators Network, what she was saying before we had to break for commercial is their slogan, socialism takes, capitalism creates. You can go to capitalismcreates.com to get more information there. Okay, now with us, joining us now right at this current moment is David Thomas Roberts. David has got a new town hall op-ed. He is the author of Death of Liberty. David, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks, Bill, for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. Interestingly, the Democrats keep doing everything they can. The state of New York playing their chess game to try to gain access to Donald Trump's tax returns. California announced here recently, Gavin Newsom looked rather smug, having signed something that the previous governor, Jerry Brown, says it's not going to hold up. You know, it's ridiculous to do what they're trying to do. And in fact, keeping Donald Trump's name off the ballot in California unless he presents 5 years of income tax. My problem has been, and you and I have discussed this before, David, is that the Democrats have not been very forthcoming and honorable about dealing with people's, taxes. I mean, look what they did with Mitt Romney. And you hear, and I can still see Harry Reid's face in the well of the Senate, of all places, kind of joking about it, saying, well, he didn't get elected president anyway. So or did he? He said he didn't get elected president, did he? As if, though he lied about Mitt Romney's taxes and took advantage of, taking the returns and using it to fit a false narrative, but it got out there. Thank you very much to the mainstream media that was complicit in that. I'm bothered by turning things over that have not necessarily, that aren't commanded by our Constitution that our candidates do.
Well, I agree. And at the end of the day, Trump is still he's a U.S. citizen with Fourth Amendment rights. So the first thing is there's no way Trump can win by turning over his taxes, because you and I both know, Bill, he'll be scrutinized and say he didn't pay enough taxes. He's not as rich as he claims. He's richer than he's claimed. They'll pick on his charitable deductions. But there's absolutely no way to win with a 77,000 page tax code. And, when you got real estate and family trust and foreign owned entities and those kind of things, that tax return is extremely complicated. And so it'll just be fodder for them. We knew they were going to go this route if the Mueller investigation wasn't successful. So now it'll be an all-in attack for those tax returns. And what I'm fearful of is what's going to happen with the same thing happened with Nixon. If you go back to the early 70s, Nixon's tax returns were leaked by an IRS employee to a Rhode Island newspaper reporter who did a four-part series that actually he won the Pulitzer Prize over this. But that IRS employee, which the IRS is the epitome of the deep state, mm-hmm. was never outed, identified, or prosecuted. So, we'd be naive to think that there's not people within the IRS itself or within the Treasury Department who wouldn't love to leak those tax returns of Trump. So mm-hmm. I expect that will probably happen.
Well, they already leaked some of his state returns, have they not?
Yes, this law that was written in 1924 that gives the House Ways and Means Committee is what they're hanging their hat on and what they're suing Trump over to get the federal tax returns. And if you follow that, it's never been challenged. And Trump will challenge that all the way to the Supreme Court, and it'll be ruled like 172 other laws that Congress has passed since 1803. It'll be ruled unconstitutional.
Exactly. Well, it's all part of the resistance. They're not about to give up. They are still shocked over the results of the 2016 election, a duly elected president, and they've been trying to execute a coup ever since. And so it's not over till they're over. This is why, when Kevin McCarthy came out and said, hey, it's over. You're not a Democrat. It is not over. They're going to hold to the con to the very end. And even though, polling would tell them that's a bad way to go, even evidence from Mueller and everybody else, and hopefully what will come out from the IG report and what's going to come up from John Durham. I mean, we can only hope that, we sense that there's a fork in this project, but we need to really get it done once and for all, if that's even possible.
You're right. And, I'm sure you watch some of the Democratic debates and the Democratic Socialist and all these investigations. I don't know what the Democrats are thinking, but I'd say to let them keep doing what they're doing, because they're going to cost themselves the election, because they're not focusing on what America needs to do. Congress is it's been inept for a long time on both sides of the aisle, but it's definitely inept now. Mm-hmm. And everything's at the Trump derangement syndrome, and so now it's moved to taxes.
Right, exactly. Well, with them, it'll always be something, and you wonder why they complain so much. What are they trying to hide here? Is their offense trying to protect their deep state alliances?
Right. Maybe we need to do an investigation of all the Democratic congressmen who are behind on their taxes, or Al Sharpton, who I think still owes $5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where's the outrage with that?
Right, exactly. Well, and Elijah Cummings has opened up a big can of problems because all eyes are in Baltimore, and President Trump tweets out, look, we gave him $16 billion. Where's the money? And then you start looking at, Al Sharpton's foundation that he and his wife have been running. And, you know, prior to that, Al Sharpton was not, he was in a lot of trouble financially. And suddenly the guy's a gazillionaire. How did this happen?
Well,
at $180,000 a year.
You know, you can add the democratically controlled urban American cities to the list of the third world countries that we give money to, that when you give it to them, you don't know whose hands it's going to end up. It never goes to the intended purposes. And you got local politicians at all these cities who suddenly are wealthy.
Yes. So what does that tell you?
That tells you that there's a lot of criminal activity going on, and nobody's watching the money. And no matter how much money we pour, you know, these block grants and things that are done to the city, how much is put into it. Look at Baltimore, look at East St. Louis, look at the south side of Chicago. It's prevalent throughout America in the urban areas.
And the consistent thing is it's being run by liberal Democrats, right?
That's the one common denominator.
Right. Well, America has to wake up to this fact, and they've got to overcome whatever remnants of the Trump derangement syndrome they may be holding on to. And again, I say the mainstream media has not helped out whatsoever, and especially in light of this, again, another round. You got Don Lemon, you got these others, even Canada, which is shocking to me. You've got candidates running for president that are making these claims that the president of the United States is racist. Based on what can you make that statement? And they make it, they spout it out as if it is a fact. Based on what, David?
Well, it's based on hyperbole. It's based on what their definition of what a racist is. And, you know, I will tell you that the political correctness has gotten so bad with this that you're actually, I think you're treated better called a terrorist than a racist.
Almost. I mean, here it is, after all the Baltimore hoopla that has gone on back and forth, and President Trump, agrees with Dr. Ben Carson, you know, to go down to Baltimore. He invites Elijah Cummings. Elijah Cummings rejects the invitation. He doesn't want to be there. What does that say?
Well, it's the same thing as the Democrats complaining about the border who never visited an asylum center or visited the border. That's very common.
But it's a concentration camp, and you got women, you know, drinking out of toilet water. And as Elijah Cummings would say, you've got these young infants just lying in their feces. It's unbelievable, the hyperbole. I agree with you. David Thomas Roberts, author of Death of Liberty. I'm Bill Martinez.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards and your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. refi those debts, and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender, and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Biff Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
See, the reason we play this is so that you understand the difference between real news and fake news, okay? So that's what this is all about. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and I've got a story here to share with you that is a story of heartbreak, but also one of redemption. I mean, imagine this, that you learn that your husband is having an affair with your best friend. You know, how does this happen? How does this happen, especially to a couple, that are Christian marriage counselors? But the surprise didn't stop there. Okay, I'm going to let you get yourself off the floor to think about that for a moment, because God immediately asked the woman, and her name is Tina, this incredible question, which I'm sure was the last question she wanted to hear at the moment. What role did you play in this, Tina? Well, that question and Tina's willingness to answer it led to a restored, renewed marriage that was better than ever before, as well as the marriage counseling program that has been a blessing to so many because of the success rate of restored marriages, because of what she learned through this fire of redemption. 80% success rate. Her book, In How the Other Woman Saved My Marriage, is more than fascinating and redemptive. There are tools that her and her husband have developed, along with the counselees, to bless the body of Christ. And Tina Konkin, you and I met many years ago in Southern California with the Hudson Pillars, And it's been a long time coming because I've been looking forward to having you on the air. And even when I met you, I Phil and Tammy didn't tell me the whole story here. So God bless you, for all that you endured and that you're here to talk about it.
Thank you, Bill. It's good to be on the show and good to reconnect.
Exactly.
It was many years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
It was too long. We've got to definitely, I keep saying when I come to Southern Cal, I talked to Phil, I go, I got to get together with Tina. Well, God said, we're going to get together sooner than that. She's going to come on the show to talk about her book, How God Used the Other Woman. So when God asked you that question, as I said, probably the last question you wanted to hear from God, right?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I didn't think it was God. I looked back in the mirror as this near moment that I had early in the morning as I got up and saw the ugly cry in my eyes because I hadn't slept all night. And I thought, and you look back in the mirror and you thought, that's not me. And how could this happen? And why did this happen? And still crying like, a baby. And then hearing that question, it dried up the tears really quick.
Yeah.
And I thought I was going to go into war battle with the enemy because it definitely couldn't be God,
Right.
But I've been a Christian a very long time, and I know, it says his sheep know his voice, and I knew that was his voice that morning, and it was not a voice of condemnation. It was not a voice of judgment. It was, Tina, we got here together, This marriage has been together, and when it's broken, it's together,
Mm-hmm.
And so there's been some controversy over that question, and so I just want to clear that up right from get-go. God didn't ask me what part I played in the affair. So I don't want anybody to think, or any woman or man that's been betrayed to think that you've had any part to do with the affair. A person's sin is a person's sin, and we all have our choice. This isn't a thing that is just like accepting Christ. It's a personal decision. And same with the works of the flesh. Same with, falling. You do it on your own. You can't blame anybody.
Exactly.
I definitely didn't take responsibility, but there was something we were doing together, and that was our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the question,
And I hope people, Tina, can separate that, because when they first hear that question, they think that it was like God was blaming you, but that wasn't it at all. Mm-hmm. It's just like you said, is that, the two become one, right? And if the two become one, it's the one thing, it is... It is the responsibility of the marriage component, right?
Yes, exactly. And, in every area, and I think that's why we have been as successful as we've been with broken marriages, is because be it porn, be it abuse, be it, people say, well, how can a woman be abused and ask herself, what part did I play in it? If you enable it, you're playing a part.
Right.
So if there's an abused woman, it's her responsibility to get out and protect herself and the children, So I'm very strong on that. We all play a part, and it could be an enabling part, right?
Exactly.
And many questions have come up, well, what if he keeps cheating, Well, then don't enable it.
Right.
Right?
But right. It still takes two, right?
It still takes two. And so my advice to marriage is always, if a couple is willing together to work on it, then let's take the problem out of the personality itself. Let's take the problem out of the DNA and put it out on the table and say, this is the Goliath that we're fighting.
Right.
Now let's put on David's spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The Goliath is the addiction. The Goliath is the porn. The Goliath is the adultery. The Goliath is, and what can we do with that? Together.
Right.
What can we do together?
Do you first say, because in order to deal together, even like a marriage, you come together. And yes, we may have baggage early on, but hopefully you've gone through enough counseling. You know yourself enough to where you've got the component self together enough, before you come together to deal with the problem. Is that still fair?
Right. Yeah. So, Bill, here's what we do and why, the program that we run is a 3.5-day really intensive program for marriages. We also have an individual program, but the one for marriages is the one that we disarm you, first of all. We disarm you of all your sensitivity that he did, she did, they did. You know, it's her parents, it's the affair, it's this, it's that. We disarm you of all that and say, how did we get here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how did we get here? Could it have started in childhood? Could his anger have started here? Could his lack of, you know, there's a lot of, and I'm speaking for men right now, with very low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't excuse the affair. But all of a sudden, they hear somebody telling them they're wonderful. Well, there's itching ears there. You know, there's an ego there. Maybe that's the part. I know the part that I played wasn't that. The part I played, God showed me so clearly, was a vow that I had made when I was young.
Mm.
And I'd experienced the death of someone that I really loved. And, you know, I was just 20-some years old, and I watched him die. And there was a part of me, you know, and I share about it in the book so deeply and mm-hmm. and so well in detail, that the part of me that died was the nurture.
Oh. Mm.
I couldn't nurture anymore. So I didn't nurture my kids. When they were babies, I did. Lots of
right.
hugs, lots of
right.
kisses, lots of everything. But once they were dependent and could put their own pants on, they did, you
mm.
know. And it wasn't because I was being a good independent teacher. It was because I couldn't nurture.
Right.
Nurture hurt me, and I was going to protect myself from that.
Mm.
So if it wasn't necessary... Like, if it wasn't necessary for me to get my husband a cup of coffee, I didn't do it.
Mm.
Even if I was getting my own, you know?
Yes.
So simple things like that. But when you make vows, it's like it's this internal promise to yourself, I'll never get hurt like that again. And that was a vow that I made when I said goodbye and that man died, you know? So that's the part that I warn people, look at from way back, and God will open your eyes. I have exercises in the book, and of course, our 3.5-day program deals all with that. What baggage, like you said, we all have baggage.
Yes.
So what is it that we brought into the marriage that is now a dividing wall between us that causes
yeah.
the hardness of the heart?
Yeah.
Matthew 19:8 says that Jesus answered and said, Moses allowed divorce because of the hardness of your heart.
Exactly.
Yeah. We want to believe that it's because of adultery. No, adultery comes from a hardness of heart.
Mm-hmm.
Sin comes from a hardness of heart. It separates us, you know, from God. It separates us in marriage. It separates us in our relationships. And so, you know, my husband and I, in restoring our marriage, looked at, let's uncover all the hardness of our hearts so we'd never come to this place again. But I think I kind of went on a rabbit trail to ask
well,
you.
Well,
no,
this is really important for people to understand the background here. It is just going to leave all of us longing for more time and more information, but this is why we need to get our hands on your book and to get connected with you, because of the fact of the matter is infidelity is more rampant than we realize. Hardness of heart is more pervasive than we realize, because it can be so subtle, just like with you. You're carrying this defect with you that was resulting from...
I didn't even know.
Exactly.
Until that question in the mirror, I had no idea. And that's what God showed me that morning. He said, I got really mad at God. I believe in being emotional with God. He knows my heart, so why
right.
hide it, right?
Right,
and I just said, well, if you think I've done something to make this happen, if you think it, then you show me. And he was
right.
very clear in showing me the past, not the present day affair.
Well, it's kind of like the same question.
My heart was.
And the same question I asked of Al and Lisa Robertson when they were on talking about how God had redeemed their marriage. You know, I said, do you get to that, you know, that point? You say, look, I'm doing the work of the kingdom. You know, like what? You couldn't have helped me out here?
Yeah.
Right?
That was exactly what I said.
Oh.
But how could this happen to us? Why? Like, how?
Yes,
and
exactly.
Said,
well, Tina, real quick. Sorry, we're out of time here. How the Other
That's
Woman
okay.
Saved My Marriage. How can they, the website real quick?
It's TinaKonkin.com.
That's KonKin, ladies and gentlemen. Tina, thank you so much. God bless.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now,
just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are.
But what you may not realize
is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us.
Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow.